This is the Jim Rome Show with guest hosts Trent Rush and Wes Clements on CBS Sports Radio.
From the Quicken Loans studios, this is the Jim Rome Show, Mortgage Confidently with Quicken Loans. He's Wes Clements at Wes Clements 22. My name is Trent Rush at Trent Rush Sports. I do want to thank Steve Garvey for coming on.
That was fabulous.
Really good stuff right there. Where the U.S. Open is right now, Wes, we are seeing Dustin Johnson currently at 4 under par. He is playing his 18th hole of the day, Tiger Woods, at the moment. One shot off of the projected cut line, and he does have a birdie putt on his final hole of the day. Send us some tweets. Again, he's at Wes Clements 22. I'm at Trent Rush Sports. Give us a phone call, 1-800-636-8686. Send us an email, rome@haveatake.com. Just saw this one from Johnny Scab. I'm about to shoot Wes's head into the eight ball for the win. Good stuff.
Well, at least we're going to win. And yeah. Obviously, he will make it because it's perfectly round. So I got no problem with him winning a game on pool. Yeah. But GM underscore greatest.
Yeah.
Just because Jim Rome let some local PA announcer.
Yeah, me.
You.
Yeah.
Can go on national TV and think it's his local baseball radio show. That would be you. Mm-hmm. And then he says, vote Jim Rome Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, no, if that doesn't prove the Jim Rome power right there, which, by the way, you go do that. Voting closes on Monday, so you're kind of running out of time. 800 is what you text to 96000. That's the best way to go do that. Also, go to radiovote.com to vote Jim Rome into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Very, very well deserved.
He dropped a PA announcer for you.
Hey, look, I responded to him. I said, dude, spot on. Like, if that doesn't tell you, you know, the power of Jim Rome. Yeah, you know, local guy, got a show that's on 11:30 at night here in SoCal. Yeah, that's what we do. We talk baseball. It's a good thing. Hey, wanting to talk here on the Jim Rome Show is Luke, who is in Fort Collins. What's going on, Luke?
Trent.
Yes.
Yes, guys. Thank you so much. Trent and Wes, though, those don't really sound like radio names. Those are like the names of guys who go to the World Series of Hacky Sack every year.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, did they also give you like a t-shirt?
Yeah, well,
really too. But welcome to the jungle, dudes. You're lucky to be doing this. There's a lot of clones with a lot of show business experience, like Josh in Detroit. He's got a YouTube show that he hosts every Saturday, and there's clones on there. You can catch that. There's Matt in Vancouver hosting the Belligerent Canadian podcast, along with Tyler in Edmonton. And then you got the one and only 12 Wood doing. That's not a good
call. No. Way to go.
Well, no. Apparently, he's hooked up to his truck. With his phone line? He's got it hooked up to the battery, too. So everything runs from his battery inside his truck.
I think if we are hooked up to, if like our names sound like we should be talking about the National Hacky Sack Championships, mm-hmm. Luke in Fort Collins, Luke sounds like the kind of name for that just really bad cell service. Like that, when I think Luke now the rest of my life, like I'm not going to think Luke Bryan. I'm not going to think Luke Skywalker. I'm going to think Luke Fort Collins, bad phone line.
Or maybe
line.
He's got to pedal faster to have that generator work for the battery, and maybe he just started to go uphill. No, that's what I'm guessing.
More hamsters for the hamster wheel.
Something like
maybe
that.
Maybe that's a better way to go. Talking baseball here on the Jim Rome Show. Like, we're in June. Like, obviously, the U.S. Open, major story right now with Dustin Johnson putting on the 18th hole. He's clearly in the lead right now, 4 under par. He's got a 3-shot lead over Ian Poulter. On that whole Justin Thomas 4 over right now, he just finished. And then Tiger Woods, he has an opportunity to try to get to the projected cut line and get to plus 10. And that's what the cut is looking at right now. Tiger currently at 11 over par. But Wes, we were just talking with Steve Garvey, and
yes.
Steve was great, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking forward to seeing him at Dodger Stadium tomorrow. But when you're thinking about power rankings, like, you know, the Dodgers, as great as they were last year, obviously, I mean, they're creeping back into the close division in the NL West, which is not a very good division. But when you're thinking about teams in baseball that you don't want to face, like the five teams right now that you want no part of, I'd like to know your thoughts, and I'll give you mine as well. Also, you guys, the clones out there, call us 1-800-636-8686.
All right. I'm going to go number 5.
Okay.
As we speak right now. I'm going to actually go up to the Northwest and drop a Mariners.
Yeah, where's Hawk on this? I'm like Hawk, in our production meeting when we got in this morning, Hawk was like, man, guys, like, I'm surprised not number one. Like, he wanted us all the way up at the top.
Oh, Hawk likes Seattle?
Yeah, no. And you know what was cool is the message that he sent to Mike Trout earlier this week.
Yes.
Where he said, we're going to wreck you. and Mike Trout hit four home runs, 20 total bases in that, hit 700 against Seattle. Like, I understand the Mariners won the three games, but yeah, the Mariners didn't exactly wreck Mike Trout, who's coming on the show in the next hour, by the way.
But it's a good thing that Mike doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, Mike has been alerted. So whether he's – Mike might be too classy to bring it up on the air, but Mike is aware of what Adam Hawk says. And if you could see Hawk's face right now, that'd be pretty great. Wes, I'm with you. I think Seattle right now absolutely belongs in the top five.
You agreed with me?
Yeah, I agreed with you on this because, I mean, that's a good team that's playing well right now. They're playing better without Robinson Cano, who's serving his PED suspension for 80 games. And it's been a fortuitous break for Seattle in many ways, freed up some cash for him to go and make a deal with Tampa Bay to go bring in Alex Colomé, help the back end of that bullpen. Seattle is a better team for Cano's suspension, which kind of brings a lot of questions up when you think about that.
Well, just because you mentioned Robbie Cano, I have a new rule that MLB should implement, and we'll get to that down the road. It has to do with Cano.
Okay, so stick around for that. As you go to number four, you're going to the National League here.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Craig Counsell, I think, has done a great job there as a team last year that started well and kind of faded just a little bit late. But this year, their bullpen has been tremendous. I think they have staying power this year, and I think they will finish in front of Joe Maddon's Cubs.
You know, the Cubs, to me, there's something missing. There's something that's not quite right about the Cubs. Maybe it's the pitching that's the problem. Yeah, the infield is really good. Rizzo's starting to heat up a little bit. At least he has the last three, 4 weeks, but was bad in April. Like, I am, I'll tell you right now, spoiler alert to everybody listening in Chicago, like, the Cubs are not on my list either. I don't see the Cubs as being a top five team in baseball right now. And in fact, my number four team, I even picked another National League team, in the Atlanta Braves. I don't know that anybody's playing better than what the Braves are doing right now, which brings up another point, too. When you think back to the 2016 Cubs, you think to the 2017 Astros, and maybe the 2018 Atlanta Braves are that team of destiny. These are all organizations that, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago were awful. Actually, Atlanta 2 years ago was not very good, and they have tanked and found ways to gain great players through the draft and have basically started over as a franchise. And now you're seeing that trend across all of baseball. But I think the Braves are legit, and they're just another team in this line doing the same thing the Cubs did a few years ago, doing what Houston has done and seeing it pay off last year. Maybe it's finally happening now for Atlanta after they alienated their fans for several years of putting out a really poor team on the field. Everything was said with the promise, we're going to be really good. We're going to be really good. Now the Braves are really good.
Well, they're okay. I wouldn't take them to they're really good. They're okay. They're 10, 12, 13 games over 500, which to me is just okay right now. They got a new yard, so everything kind of turns.
No, long way to go, I get it, and I might be premature in saying that. But at the same time, like, they're
very good. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, the Astros would be number three.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
And it's just
– So we have the same top three. I have Houston as my number one, Yankees as my two, Red Sox as my three. I know you have the same three teams, but in different order.
Yes. I got the Astros at three.
Yeah.
Keuchel is Dallas Keuchel, somebody I managed, actually. Good dude. He's not the same dude that he was. And you know, when we had Steve Garvey, and he said on, we talked about hitters and talk about Cody Bellinger and how pitchers make adjustments to hitters. Hitters make adjustments to pitchers. And a lot of people just figure it out with Keuchel, and they move up in the box, and they understand he's not going to throw the ball by you, so they make adjustments. So Keuchel's not the same. He's actually the fifth starter.
That's what I mean. Like, if Keuchel's your ace, what you're talking about is a problem. Keuchel's not your ace.
I understand, but listen, Verlander has been sensational this year.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, you cannot sugarcoat that. He's been arguably the best in the entire MLB. But behind that, I'm not sold. I'm just not sold on that club again this year.
Well, so I think that Houston has arguably the best lineup in baseball still, and they're doing that, and they haven't even started hitting yet, is my thing. Like, as great as the pitching has been, like, we're still waiting. Like, the Astros, which have this elite lineup, still have not even hit to the level that I think that they're capable of. So I have the Yankees at two. The Yankees at two. Astros my number one. I have the Red Sox at three. And when I'm trying to compare, like, the Yankees and Red Sox, the reason why I had such a hard time with this is I think the Yankees are the better lineup right now, but I don't know that they have the pitching to win a playoff series that Boston has. Like, I'm cool with Luis Severino, but when you go further down, like, I don't want Sonny Gray starting, you know, a major important playoff game for me. I'm not convinced that's the dude that I feel great about right now. I mean, he was great in Oakland, has not been that in New York.
Okay, well, what number is in your rotation, Sonny? Three?
I think he's three or four.
Three or four.
Right, so it's like CC Sabathia. Like, I'm not nuts on anymore. He's not that dude.
Well, think about which game they're going to have to win in a playoff series. Number one, the first series they're in is 3 out of 5. So you don't even see Sonny Gray until then. And don't forget, the trading deadline hasn't even come close, right? So if you don't think these teams are going to make moves, they're going to make moves. If you just talk about a lineup up and down, I mean, you could argue that the Yankees lineup is better than the Astros lineup.
I would hear that argument all day long.
Yeah.
Now, when I see how many strikeouts Giancarlo Stanton has.
You did not bring up strikeouts.
I know. Because Wes, I'm telling you, like, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal this morning, and I see attendance is down 7%. Like, to me, it's not because it's a couple of reasons. One, it is because of how many teams are tanking right now. Like, the American League's a great example. There's 5 really good teams. There's 2 or 3 mid-level teams.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is nowhere near the playoff race right now. And that's one thing. The other two is that the same problem we just talked about in the last hour about how basketball has become an issue with the three-point shooting,
yes.
The brand of baseball today, I don't think is all that fun.
Of course it's not. How much time do we have?
Steve Garvey said power sells, right? He may be right on the surface, and he said why that's not the thought process, right? Now, he even disagrees with that as well, because you go deeper down, you want to see manufacturing of runs. You want to see guys on base. When you're seeing homers, strikeouts, walks, that's not fun. It takes away the strategic elements of baseball.
Well, listen, as far as baseball, the game now in 2018 versus 15 years ago, 10 years ago, a decade ago, understand one thing. The demographics of all sports, people who are watching mm-hmm. and supporting sports throughout this great country that we have are between 35 to 65 year old males, mm-hmm. right? And men. And that's who your bread and butter comes from. And they're used to, whether it be NBA, a defensive game, to where people can play defense, to where people are not counting on as 30% shooting is called success because it's a three-point shot. In baseball, they're used to a runner gets on. Is he fast enough to steal a base? If he's fast enough to steal a base, there's a runner at second and no outs. Steve Garvey talked about this. Mm-hmm. You hit the ball to the right side. You might get a hit, but you move a runner to third, then you can manufacture a run. They're used to bunting guys over. And then along come some GMs now that think they have recreated how to play the best game in the world, in my opinion, baseball. And voila, this is what you get. You get a game that resembles nothing like what we're used to seeing.
Real quick, Wes, and we're coming up on the halfway point of the season. Best team in the AL, best team in the NL, World Series champ. Go.
Red Sox, AL, Brewers, National League, and the Red Sox win it all.
I got Houston winning the whole thing. And I got the Stros out of the American League, and I'm going to take Atlanta in the National League. I think that there could be something there. Again, he's Wes Clements at Wes Clements 22. My name is Trent Rush. You can follow me at Trent Rush Sports. No, my birth certificate does not have a Twitter hashtag. I might be young. I'm not that young. 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Josh in Detroit is hanging on the lines. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. It's good to see you guys back in the jungle. You know, I didn't hear you guys mention anything about the Tigers, but are they having such a shiny season or what this year? Miguel Cabrera got hurt, no big deal. But speaking of shiny, as I'm watching the show on TV, I had to bring the brightness down a little bit on my TV. I'm not sure why, but I know Wes knows why. And Wes, I do have a show that I do on Saturdays. Why don't you come on and we could talk it up together sometime.
No.
Why are you so like?
I don't like that song.
It's good.
Trenton, what is it?
I will say credit to him because, by the way, the best thing the Tigers have going right now is that goose that they had a couple of weeks ago. Did you see that? Flew into the scoreboard, hit the deck, and then pops back up. Like, that could – maybe that's an omen for the Tiger season.
Yeah, but everybody now understands. See, if I was doing that broadcast and I was up in the booth, and I every once in a while I talk on TV about baseball games. But if I was doing that, I would have said now everybody understands what it we feel like the next morning when we have a gray goose.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to do it. All right, I'm excited to talk about a little bit of football when we come back. Want to know what NFL rookie as a quarterback are you most excited to see here this upcoming season? Are you thinking it's going to be Josh Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen? Give me some of your thoughts on this. By the way, 2018 is flying right by, and we all want to continue to elevate our game to that next level and make this year the best ever. Well, if you're a contractor, builder, or remodeler, listen up, because elevating your game the rest of the year just got a whole lot easier thanks to my friends at Lumber Liquidators and their new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that you can call for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you absolutely crush it this year with professional pricing and dedicated support to get what you need when you need it so you can get your projects completed on schedule. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value in quality, and with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large or too small. So put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. That's lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make 2018 the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators. He's Wes Clements. I'm Trent Rush, filling in for Jim Rome here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the
Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio. He's Wes Clements at Wes Clements 22. My name is Trent Rush at Trent Rush Sports. Give us a phone call, 1-800-636-8686. One more time, that's 1-800-636-8686. We do have some...
I is a legend to the ladies of L.A. and Dodger fans like myself. Halo Honk, Trent Rush, Wes Clemens, the pride of the Wildcats, the man who is an Arizona desert swarm himself. Love hearing you guys as substitute pimps in the box talking baseball, baby. What about my L.A. Dodgers, man? Max Muncy's feasting on NL pitching. The picture of Dorian Gray, that is Matt Kemp, revived in L.A., Belly Bombs, Puig, JT, CT3, Kenley. Do I need to say more, man? Hey, but let's talk about the wussification of baseball on all these levels. I'm tired of people not being able to barrel over a catcher when he's in the damn line. I'm tired of not breaking up double plays. This is America's pastime. Damn it, let's get some sack back into it. Great show, guys.
Matt in L.A.? That was very good.
Well, I agree 1,000% with them.
That was very good. I don't know that I agree about the Dodgers stuff, because if Max Muncy is like what you're hanging on, and so far this year, Ross Stripling has been their best healthy starting pitcher. I'll say that.
Well, how about he mentioned about the collision he wants to
Totally.
Well, how about Kemp? Matt Kemp just had that the other night with the Rangers.
He got wrong.
Yeah. We were at the whatever. But when we saw that, right? And you know what? It's something that needs to be back in the game. And this is why. Because you remember what we always used to do after the morning after a game? We'd talk to our buddies and go, did you see how our team got either screwed one way or another, or the call, or the play at the plate, or whatever event happened, the manager coming out, you see the argument with the umpire. All the things that we loved about the game, Manfred has taken it away from us.
Well, like what Matt Kemp did when he ran through Robinson Chirinos.
But he barely did it,
by
the way.
But that's not okay in the new rule. If you got a problem with the rule, I'm with you. I miss that, too. The Buster Posey rule.
I understand.
I get it, but the rule is the rule, so you got to be able to respect that. That's my thing. So I didn't mind that Matt Kemp got tossed there because he didn't follow what the rule is. I got an issue with the fact that you can't do that anymore, and the game has gotten softer.
I got no problem denying that with him in today's standards of rules. I mean, it's a soft game, so you can't do that. I mean, catcher can come stand it in front of the plate. Mike Schosa, somebody you know very well, was the best guy at blocking the plate, and he absolutely loved and couldn't wait for the play to come because he wasn't going to let him touch the plate. But, again, different era, different things that we miss in the game.
Hey, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, step into the arena with CBS Sports Network as they bring you some top-notch AFL action. Don't miss the first-place Baltimore Brigade kickoff against the Washington Valor on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. We're going to talk some football coming up in a bit. I know we teased that at the last segment. We're going to talk about some NFL rookies, but we got some breaking news first that just came out in that last break. This is from Chris Haynes saying that of ESPN, saying Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio, league sources tell ESPN. That's Chris Haynes reporting that on Twitter. So Kawhi saying, to the Spurs. I think you could have pretty easily seen this coming. It's different when you see the news actually come down the wire. And the first thought is, okay, well, where is he going next? And the first name that comes to mind for me when I'm thinking of teams happens to also be the team that at the moment, according to Vegas, is the team where LeBron James is most likely to be headed, and that would be the Lakers.
Well, of course. I mean, it's something you got to think about right off the bat. But who's surprised that Kawhi is not going to go back to the Spurs? I mean, for a half a year, from Ginobili all the way through, everybody said, dude's not coming back, even though we're talking about a quad injury, right? A quad. That's what we're talking about. It's kind of like we're talking about practice. We're talking about a quad injury does not take months and months and months. And obviously, I mean, and by the way, he had his own crew. You understand that? Kawhi had his own crew of med doctors. I mean,
There has been tension building and building and building in San Antonio.
Yeah, but he created it because he said to the medical doctors of the Spurs, let me tell you something, they know what they're doing quite well, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. But Kawhi said, all of a sudden, my own doctors are telling me this, and I don't need you guys. He basically was living on an island. That's all. And so who's surprised that he said, hey, newsflash, I'm not coming back here, so trade me. If you don't think that he has talked to the free agents out there, I mean, you're kidding yourself. Of course he has. Of course he has. You don't think LeBron... we're not talking about him. You don't think Paul George has talked to him?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't a Kawhi Leonard, Paul George package be pretty enticing? Maybe LeBron wants to get together with those. Maybe all of a sudden Lonzo Ball becomes a player that's potentially on the table. Is it worth it to the Lakers to try to keep him?
Well, Kuzma is, see, between the two, I mean, who would you take now from the Lakers? Kuzma or Ball?
That's an automatic to me. And we'll discuss this more, especially we've got Alex Kennedy from Hoop Hype coming on a little bit later on. He just did a great podcast with Kobe and had really good stuff there. By the way, give us a phone call, 1-800-636-8686. He's Wes Clements. My name's Trent Rush. Josh is in Wichita, and he would like to voice some thoughts here on the Jim Rome Show. Hello, Josh.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Love listening to you guys when you fill in here, but the point about the thing the other night with Matt Kemp, he was not ejected for crashing. The Major League Baseball rule says if the catcher is in possession of the ball and he's not giving the runner a pass to the plate, you can have a crash. Matt Kemp was ejected, and the catcher was ejected for all the stuff that went on after the crash, the way they came back and pushed each other and chested up and we're squaring off. That's the reason they were ejected. So I get your point about Manfred's taking out a lot of the confrontation and the fun stuff, you know, that we like about hockey, but he's taking that out of baseball. But in the case that you guys were talking about, they were ejected for after the collision stuff, not the collision itself. Because if you see in the replay, the catcher clearly has the ball and is clearly blocking the plate. So the runner is then allowed to, as long as he's not doing it maliciously trying to hurt the guy, and as long as it's a legitimate attempt to reach the plate, he can crash. So that was the thing about that. But I do get your point about, you know, they're not really arguing anymore because they just go to replay and fix it. So really the only arguments and ejections we get anymore on balls and strikes. So appreciate it, and thanks, you guys.
Yeah, Josh, and thanks for saying that, too. I guess you got to say part two of that. Yeah, both benches cleared. Everybody got really upset. And
nothing happened, by the way.
That was one of the better baseball fights.
No, nothing happened here. I mean, it is nothing. This is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now they empty, and then they're like,
hey, by the way, I was when Rudnando Dord went up spikes up on Andrelton Simmons a little bit earlier this year, I was down on the field there getting ready to do the post-game interview.
Yes.
I was ready to go. I was strapped in, like I had my mic stuff hooked,
but
I was ready to go right there.
Are you listening to what we're talking about?
I was
talking about Trent Rush was down on the field, just to the right of the dugout, thinking that he was going to drop his mic and get involved in a brawl. I mean, wake up. No, you weren't. I mean,
Hawk just asked me to. Just asked me to say who would I punch in that scenario. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's not Andrelton Simmons, who should be an All-Star, by the way.
Go ahead.
It would not. It would not be that one.
Go.
I'll tell you that. But no, I was ready to go. I was getting loose.
What
no,
were
was,
you going to do?
What's anybody else do? No, one, no punches are ever thrown.
When is the last time you've had spikes on and been in a brawl?
Hold
on, just tell listeners.
It's never happened.
Okay, ask me that.
No, if I'm going to go run out there, I can at least stand around and look tough. That's what everyone else is doing.
Here's what would happen, all right? What would happen. The trainer who was in the dugout, as you started to go out, would have grabbed you by your coattail and said with one finger and said, just stop.
He's Wes Clements. I'm Trent Rush. Now let's go to a CBS Sports Radio update with Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
And gentlemen, a couple of reports, as you mentioned, indicate that Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. Let's go out to Ann Liguori right
now. And Wes Clements on CBS Sports Radio.
My name is Trent Rush. You can follow me on Twitter at Trent Rush Sports. Send me some tweets. Let me know what's going on. With me is Wes Clements at Wes Clements 22, academic All-American at the University of Arizona, in their Hall of Fame for what he did on a baseball diamond, played, managed 20-plus years in pro ball. By the way, ESPN play-by-play, or analyst, I should say, as well. Yeah, we got through it. Send some tweets, by the way, at Jim Rome is a good way to do that. Also, give us a phone call, 1-800-636-8686.
Well, apparently Johnny Scab knew me prior to me doing all of those things you just mentioned. He says, last time I saw Wes, he was wearing all white and holding a mop. Now, that's a lie. It was orange. It wasn't white. I mean, come on, get your facts straight. I mean, this is brutal.
Johnny Scab is getting a lot of play here on the show because he wants me to go practice on the punching bag called James Kelly's head. So just get some reps in there.
Very good.
I'm just trying to – I should have brought my sunglasses is the mistake really that I made.
The idea, I mean, the jealousy is everywhere. It's not only in the studio. I mean, it's through the glass.
Yeah, I know. It's coming from all over.
The great Adam Hawk, I mean, he wishes that when he's my age that he has something like this, and it's not going to happen.
By the way, we were just talking about Kawhi Leonard. Apparently, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, he says that the preferred destination for Kawhi – Los Angeles, preferably the Lakers. So not that that's a major shock.
Breaking news, really?
Yeah,
he played at San Diego State. And if you don't think, no, we're not talking about him, but Paul George and him have had a discussion. 100%.
You got to do something to try to compete with Golden State.
Yeah, but who are you giving up? Listen, if the Lakers are going to trade for Kawhi Leonard, okay, you're giving up two players, not one. You're not going to get Lonzo Ball for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You're giving up Kuzman and or Ingram and Ball.
By the way, Dustin Johnson shot a 67 today, so he's leader in the clubhouse through two rounds, 36 holes. He's at 4 under par. Ian Poulter is the only other player that is under par at the moment. He's 3 shots back at 1 under, and he has not yet teed off for today. Everybody else here at the U.S. Open from Shinnecock Hills is over par at the moment. Tiger Woods, we mentioned he had a birdie putt on 18 to try to get to the right side of the cut line. He made that putt, but Dustin Johnson birdied as well. So now Tiger at plus 10, and the cut line at the moment is at plus 9. So it looks like Tiger very likely not going to make the weekend unless there are like some serious, serious meltdowns from some guys up top.
And all the people that were crying, oh, we got no Mickelson, this course, I hate it. Oh, we got no Jason Day. You know what? The best player, number one player in the world, folks, is leading the U.S. Open.
I'll tell you this.
So enough of the crying.
So I like, we talked about this at the top. We like to have a competitive, a tough golf course to make these guys sweat it out. But, you know, I think we were talking with Hawk about this. You have your opinion. I like to see big stars near the top of the leaderboard. I think that you have that. Obviously, with Dustin Johnson leading, you have that. Poulter and Fleetwood are interesting names. Henrik Stenson is right there at plus one, so he's going to be in the mix. Justin Rose is going to be in the mix. Charlie Hoffman's right there. I mean, you see some names. I mean, Patrick Reed right now, he's 7 shots back. He and Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler, they're all in that same group. That's not necessarily out of it just yet. I think if you're at plus 3 right now, you're still in the mix. and Ricky Fowler and Patrick Reed haven't teed off yet. So those guys, if they can put up a red number today, get to within 5-6 shots of the lead, I think they're going to be just fine and we'll have a chance here. But Dustin Johnson playing great, 69-67, one of two players under par.
T24 is plus four, so just keep that in mind. I mean, Dustin Johnson is the number one player in the world, and he's playing like the number one player in the world. These other guys that were hoping to be there, we've talked about this. Spieth has not played well the entire year. McIlroy, no. Yes, he did win at Bay Hill. I get it. But he hasn't been consistent. I mean, I think he has the most most world ranking points this year. But we're trying to hope. We want to see something as sports fans. Reality is, it's a tough game.
By the way, if you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Oban test in the 5W30 Vis grade. It helps fight friction and delivers outstanding level of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. So a message there from Castrol Edge as we are talking about this U.S. Open. So many topics. We haven't even gotten to World Cup thoughts yet. I know that you're fired up about
Absolutely.
That. We got phone calls as well. 1-800-636-8686. We'll get to the World Cup talk coming up here in a second. I first would like to hear from what Aaron in Omaha has to say. Hello, Aaron.
Oh.
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's actually Andrew. Don't want to get run for correcting myself.
My bad.
You're cool. Wanted to weigh in on the NBA situation we got going on.
Yeah.
I really don't think we're going to get another one of these super teams a la, you know, Golden State. I'm thinking the LeBron situation will either be him going to, you know, L.A. if they can get, you know, a Kawhi or a George. I honestly think, though, LeBron's going to stay in Cleveland. I think if that's the case, they need to keep Nance, considering he was about the only, you know, person on either team that, you know, put any effort in during the finals, other than shooting 43s.
J.R. Smith put in effort.
Well, yeah.
The wrong team.
I was going to say wrong team, but I think they just need to uproot that team, maybe look into getting a Kawhi if they can. Possibly, you know, we're forgetting about Boogie Cousins here, too. New Orleans has a lot of guys they can, you know, send off for future draft picks, money, all that stuff. So I really don't think AD is going to go to Golden State either. If that does happen, Golden State fans, look for your team to be completely dismantled, I think, you know, within the next couple years. They're not going to be able to sustain that at all. I think if that's the case, you're going to see maybe KD, Steph, and AD, and the rest of the guys will be gone. So, but yeah, man, I think LeBron should stay in Cleveland. I think they need to look into getting, you know, a Cousins or maybe a DeAndre, possibly even Blake Griffin. And just, you know, get rid of all the scrubs that aren't helping. So
yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily going to help either, if I'm being quite honest. Aaron in Omaha, thanks for calling in and talking a little NBA with us right here. But I told you we weren't going to talk about LeBron. Or maybe I said we were going to talk about LeBron.
I'm not.
Either way, it's not a talking point right now. But yeah, where's LeBron?
I don't care.
Where's LeBron going to go? I think if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Lakers, I think he's going to try to find a way to bring a big name player with him. Speaking of California, Tommy is in California. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about the World Cup.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone's talking about these big-name teams, Germany, Mexico kind of. I mean, the United States is talking a lot about Mexico, but Argentina, Spain. No one's really talking about Belgium. Belgium has a lot of good players that a lot of people sleep on, which I feel like they're going to make it. If they make it to the quarterfinals and they win in the quarterfinals, I see them going all the way winning the final.
Really?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah. That's a possibility. We'll see. Look, go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, but let me say something, Tommy. They're third ranked in the world, so it wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah, no, it's possible. So that's Tommy in California for weighing in there. Look, Wes, here's the thing. I don't I am not hooked on this World Cup. A big reason why is Team USA is not in it. And to me, I got one team. All right. It's like when my team doesn't make the playoffs, I have a hard time watching.
Okay. Well, let me just say this.
It's the same thing in the World Cup.
Here's where the state of soccer is for the United States of America. We are ranked 25th in the world. And let me just tell you who's in front of us in the rankings. Sweden, Costa Rica, Iceland. That's right, Iceland. How about Tunisia, Croatia, Wales, Colombia? And then it's just okay, it's pathetic.
Here's the thing, Wes. So I'm in my 20s, and I'm an American guy, born and raised in the United States of America. What has soccer done to hook me? The only time they ever had a legitimate chance in the World Cup was back in 92. I was 10 years old. I don't remember. Or 2002, excuse me. I was 10 years old then. I don't even remember that run that they made in 2002. Like, I don't remember any of this. When I'm talking about American soccer and what I'm supposed to be excited about, like, the most fun for me was going out and watching the American Outlaws and hanging out with them at a party here in SoCal, watching USA beat Ghana 2-1 a couple of years ago.
Okay, well,
so a win is a win against Ghana supposed to be what I'm supposed to be hooked on? Like, the one star that I recognize is Landon Donovan, and Landon Donovan got completely isolated by Jurgen Klinsmann. I mean, totally squeezed him out.
One of the stupidest moves that anybody's ever done.
And no American fan could, like, the one connection that we had, like, we didn't even have that. And now there's this 19-year-old, he's they call him the Wonder Kid. I don't really even know his name. I only know him as Wonder Kid because of Alexi Lawless's rants when U.S. didn't make the World Cup. That's all I know about USA soccer. Like, they've done nothing to hook me into about this sport.
How about this? Up until this year, Landon Donovan was arguably people's opinion on who's the best soccer player the U.S. has ever had, right? Well, now it's Clint Dempsey. He's playing with the Seattle Sounders up there, and he's got more goals in postseason and World Cup than anybody else. But I don't disagree with you, but I'm not going to say we're supposed to have a top five soccer team. You got to understand, what is the number one sport in Germany, Brazil, Belgium, Portugal, Switzerland, France, Poland?
I get it.
It's not baseball.
No, I get it.
It's not NBA.
And they put the resources.
Huh?
And they put the resources into that sport.
I understand. This is no different. It's just those countries, soccer is more important. And it always has been from the youth level all the way up. It's not here. But I do get a kick out of Twitter when guys are like, hey, if we put our best athlete, LeBron would be the best. No, he wouldn't. All right? We're not talking about him. But the best athletes in baseball would not be great soccer players. I mean, look at what Messi does and Ronaldo do. What they do with their feet. I mean, athletes would dream that they could be that way with their feet with that ball. I mean, they are special in that sport. But you're not going to sit there and try to tell me that baseball players and football players and NBA players who currently now, if that's the only sport we ever play,
Wes, sincerely, thank you for clearing that up, because I really was thinking, like, Bartolo Colon really would be a great soccer player.
Well,
it can make a difference for the United States.
If there is a food cart right next to him, he's going to be fine. You put a food cart next to him, a donut.
I guess the lack of star power in this sport in the United States is a major problem for me. And even, like, at the MLS, which apparently is rising, or so we're told. But to me, all I see is Euro retreads that come back, get a final cash grab really late in their career to try to stick around and somehow try to get American soccer on the map when it's simply not. And for me, it's hard for me to care about the rest of the world when I don't necessarily care all that much about my team. Now, if USA was in the World Cup, I'd be wearing a Stars and Stripes jacket right now, fired up about that. But that's not, and I'm not hooked. I'm not into it.
Well, I would argue, and I've argued with some soccer fans and somebody that obviously loves soccer, but for me, I'm not sitting there in front of a TV watching 90 minutes or 90-plus minutes of a soccer game. But I am going to do this. I'm going to tape the World Cup with using ImiVision and the Latin broadcast of the World Cup for one reason. Because when there's a goal scored, I want to hear the goal scored. That's it.
That's a nice
goal. I'm
going
to tell you, I'm being honest. I want to hear the goal. I mean, to where he does it three times with the goal. And that's what I'm doing. That's what's important to me. I'm not going to watch a full game of soccer ever.
Absolutely loaded. Final hour when we're coming back. Alex Kennedy from Hoops Hype is going to be with us. Rob Dibble as well. Oh, by the way, best player in all of baseball, Mike Trout, coming on the program. He's Wes Clements. I'm Trent Rush, filling in for Jim Rome today here on this Friday. It's the Jim Rome Show.